Field.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Stick around when we continue with our pregame coverage. We'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. He's coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badgers pregame show continues from L.A. Wisconsin and USC conference opener for Luke Fickell's Badgers here this afternoon. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we're joined by Patrick Herb, and it's the never-ending quest of finding the big play, really on the defensive side as well. But let's talk offense. I don't know what the magic formula is. But if they could find it, my goodness. I mean, right now it's 16 play drives, 80 yards. That's hard to do. So trying to get big plays out of a quarterback who I would say, and I think you would agree, throws a pretty nice deep ball.
Yeah, certainly. And you're right. Life is hard if you have to come up with 16 to 18 play drives every time you need to score. And so let's talk about that, creating big plays and in particular, maybe big throws, first of all. So Braden Locke had 26 passes thrown in that Alabama game when he came in on that first drive. 26 passes. The average depth of target on those, how far he's actually trying to throw it down the field, was 8.6 yards in that game. Now, that ranks 11th out of 20 Big Ten quarterbacks who have at least 25 attempts on the year. So 11th out of 20, that's middle of the pack. For comparison, Tyler Van Dyke, through those first two and a little bit of games, his average depth of target was 7.1 yards. That was 18th out of 20, so pretty low. And I think part of that is the conservative game plan the Badgers had in those first two games. But what's interesting to me is that the Big Ten's best two, highest two rated passers are actually the bottom two in the conference in depth of target. One of them is on this field today, USC's Miller Moss, just 6.8 yards. He's second to last. And then Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, 5.9 yards. So to be an effective quarterback, particularly in this league, you don't have to throw the deep ball all the time, but you have to have consistency and probably throw the put the threat of it in there. Last season, Locke's depth of target was 8.3 yards in those four games that he got to play in. His highest game, no surprise, was the game that he won at Illinois when his depth of target was 9.6 yards per play. So, again, getting a few of those big hits was certainly be valuable for this offense, but it's not just passing. Wisconsin's offense hasn't really generated it either. They've got 10 runs of 10 or more yards, which is second to last in the conference right now. Cade Iacomelli's got six of them. Malusi's got four. They'd love to get Towie Walker in that and maybe even these freshmen.
And then big plays on the other side. Now, Wisconsin last week, the defense was up against it on a couple of turnovers well into Wisconsin territory. But every defensive coordinator we've probably ever talked to through the years saying, okay, so what? Get a stop. And that's the thing. That's the something they were unable to do against an Alabama offense that's going to cash in against any number of programs, but be able to respond to that sudden change.
Sudden change, exactly. That's the term that they use. It's the fire drill that you're not, you're on the bench, you're relaxing, and then all of a sudden, whoa, you got to go in there, and often with your back against the wall, like they did against Alabama twice inside their 30-yard line. But this has been a little bit of a concern, not just that Alabama game. In fact, the offense has turned it over four times, four fumbles this season. The opposing team has 24 points off those four turnovers, so three touchdowns and a field goal. The defense has allowed 69 points total. 24 of them have come off of those turnovers. But then the other things that are kind of mistakes on offense that lead to defensive possession, so by that I also mean a field goal miss or a loss on downs. There were two of those in the Alabama game. They lost it on, they went for it on fourth down near midfield, and they obviously missed a field goal. Those two negative plays. If you will, on the offensive end.
Into the Big Ten Conference. We'll see if they can continue that here today.
Yes, they've been inhospitable hosts. In fact, Wisconsin has never lost a game in their first meeting with a foe as a Big Ten team. So in the original teams, Chicago, Minnesota, Northwestern, they in 1896, Wisconsin had two wins and a tie. And then when the league has expanded, adding Illinois and Michigan and Iowa, and then Purdue and Indiana, Ohio State, Michigan State in order, and then most recently Penn State, Nebraska, Maryland, Rutgers, Wisconsin has won every single one of those games, which is staggering, including a win at a top 10 team at Penn State. So maybe they could pull some of the same magic that they had that day in Happy Valley.
When you're down the sidelines, if you see Snoop Dogg or Will Ferrell, pass along all the best from Tausch and I. And if you know they want to call a couple plays, they could. They could
if we could
too.
Get them on the broadcast, I
yeah.
will do it. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do a little sideline interview.
Well, stay tuned. What a tease that is. That's Patrick Hearn. That is today's Badger Notebook. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
An ooey, gooey, crispy, buttery grilled cheese is loved by all. Now you can get that same crispy goodness in just 60 seconds. No cleanup, no pans, no fuss. Lunchables grilled cheesies go from zero to crispy in just 60. Because they're microwavable, they are even kid-makeable. Sounds like a delicious win for all. Lunchables grilled cheesies, crispy in 60. Find them in the freezer aisle. You heard that right. Lunchables grilled cheesies are crispy in 60 seconds. To the freezer aisle.
Malusi to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin, Chez Malusi, 89 yards.
Hey Badger fans, it's Chez Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A pregame conversation with the head coach, Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, the Badgers and the Trojans here in L.A. Let's jump right in. We mentioned on your radio show, obviously, Miller Moss, their new quarterback. Waiters' turn, which... Well, it's probably a little unusual these days, but he's obviously been impressive, but he's got some big-time weapons around him too, doesn't he?
No, he does. I mean, that helps, but he's still the catalyst. He's still the thing that makes it go. And, yeah, it might be a little bit unique. I don't know that he – I would guess he probably didn't wait around. I think that he looked like he was pretty well prepared when his opportunity came his way for the bowl game, and he took advantage of it. And, you know, I'm sure having a Heisman Trophy winner in front of you makes it maybe a little bit easier to see the future of you know, that you're learning from, and then your opportunities. But, no, he is definitely what this thing is built around. And, you know, the not just the weapons on the outside, but even their ability to run the football, I think, gives him a great balance.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch, Woody Marks and Quentin Joyner. Marks, a transfer of Mississippi State, he's dangerous catcher. His ball skills are really good, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they – obviously, when you go out and get somebody outside of, you know, coming from high school, you probably know exactly what it is that you're looking for and the skill sets. Sometimes you don't get a chance to see, or you think you develop out of a kid come out of high school. So I think it's a really good fit for the things that they do, and you know, both inside the box and the ability to make some plays out in space and catch the ball.
They have an All-American return specialist, Zachariah Branch. Last year brought both a punt and a kickback for scores. Kind of a hidden gem for you guys right now. I say hidden, not to you guys. It's been your kickoff guy, Gavin Lahm. He's not giving guys a chance to return it, but that's a heads up for him and Atticus, right? Knowing how dangerous number one is for USC.
Yeah, going on the road in particular, like, you have to have dominant special teams, and their return game is really strong, and it has a lot to do with the returner. Any opportunity they have to get the ball in his hands, they are taking advantage of. And so we understand that. It's a challenge that's in front of us, and we have to embrace it, and we have to be better than we have been. You know, obviously kickoff, there hasn't been a ton of opportunities because Gavin's done a great job at putting the ball deep into the end zone. But we can't just rely upon that. They're gonna find a way to bring it out at any way possible.
Braden Locke's not a rookie anymore. Started three games last year, played most of the Alabama game, of course. But what's the best advice you and Coach Longo would give him now, because he is your guy, as you know, Tyler being out for the year.
Oh, it's that confidence thing again, right?
Yeah.
Like it's hey, this is your gig. Take it, right? It hasn't been handed to you. You've earned it. You've worked for it. You know, there's no pressure that's all pine. Like, this is yours, and it's your opportunity. And just trust the people that are around you. Understand what it's not just you, and be yourself.
Will Pauling is off to a really productive start again. You know, in a perfect world, other guys get involved more. But are you seeing, I mean, with a guy like Will, as good as he was last year, is he even a little bit better version so far?
Oh, he is. I think the consistency is where he is continuing to grow. You know, now the what you want more and more of is some of those bigger plays and his ability, once he gets that ball in his hand, to create some more things. And I think we will. We've got to find ways to get him some more space. And I think maybe some vertical stuff will give him a little bit better chance to loosen some things up. But we just, you know, we got to continue to push that. And we got to continue to give him opportunities however we can get the ball in his hand.
And as you look at the USC defense, what jumps out to you about it?
I think pressure. I think their ability to, you know, not just to mix it up, but to rely upon, hey, we can bring five guys, we can bring six guys, we can play some zero coverage, we can play, you know, man, we can mix it up because we trust and we believe in the athletes we got, and they're not going to give you anything easy.
The bye was good, self-scout, fundamental work, all of that, but I would imagine you can't wait to get back on the field. These guys want to go play another game and
that's
that
the tough thing about the bye, you know, is it is a little bit longer of a time to wait to get yourself back out there. And, you know, so they've definitely, you know, been chomping at the bit and are excited not only to go on the road, but to go to the Coliseum and open up the Big Ten.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out some other scores, take a look at the lineups, all of that and more coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Pre-game coverage continues. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Out for USC, tight end Lake McCree was hurt last week in the game against Michigan. Likewise, one of their receivers, Makai Lemon, listed as questionable is Achille Arnold, one of the transfers from Oregon State into the USC secondary. He was banged up on a couple of occasions, including late in that game in Ann Arbor last Saturday. For Wisconsin, Tyler Van Dyke obviously hurt early in the game 2 weeks ago against Alabama, out for the remainder of the season. But Thomas Heiberger, a freshman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, an outside linebacker who was injured early in training camp, has been getting some reps this week. He is listed as questionable, but he's someone that they've been pretty excited about his work over the summer and what they think he could contribute to this linebacking core. So we'll find out together whether he gets on the field, but he's a 6'4", 227-pounder. I mean, they nickname him Tommy Turbo, so that gives you an idea of the work that he does in the weight room and on the field. So we could see another freshman getting some opportunities here for the Badgers today. And that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. One non-injury note, we mentioned a while ago that USC will be without one of its defensive tackles. He wasn't a starter, but he was part of the rotation. Bear Alexander, a transfer from Georgia. But earlier this week, he announced he'll be leaving the program, and it's not an NIL thing. It's a playing time thing. Apparently, he just was not getting the number of snaps on the defensive side of the ball that he thought he should be getting. So the former Georgia Bulldog is now a former USC Trojan. Let's move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Trojans on defense up front, they'll have Anthony Lucas, 6'7", 275-pound junior out of Scottsdale, Arizona. He's on one end. Jamil Mohammed is on the other, 6'1", 260, a fifth-year senior out of Madison, Alabama. The tackles are Gavin Meyer, a fifth-year senior from Franklin, Wisconsin, who was at Wyoming the last four seasons, but a starter now in the USC defense, and Nate Clifton, who for 5 years was in the Vanderbilt program. He is now a sixth-year senior, concluding his college career out at SC, 6'4", a 295-pounder out of Nashville, Tennessee. Easton Mascarenhas Arnold, one of the linebackers, a transfer from Oregon State. He is joined by Mason Cobb. He is a transfer from Oklahoma State, but is in his second year at SC. And Eric Gentry getting more and more snaps as well. He's 6'6". They can put him on the edge. Matter of fact, he had 26 snaps at the edge in their game last week against Michigan. On the back end, Jacoby Covington, one of the corners, fifth-year senior out of Chandler, Arizona, and Jalen Smith, who was the team's defensive MVP in the Holiday Bowl win against Louisville. If Achille Arnold doesn't go, Bryson Shaw figures to be next in line, fifth-year senior out of Eldersburg, Maryland. And Kamari Ramsey, who came over from UCLA. He is a redshirt sophomore out of Palmdale, California. Their nickel is Greedy Vance, a freshman out of McKinney, Texas. The defensive coordinator is Danton Lynn, who comes from crosstown rival UCLA as well. And the book is they have been considerably better defensively through the first three games of the season. For the Wisconsin Badgers, on the offensive line, the tackles are Jack Nelson and Riley Malman. Joe Brunner and Joe Huber are the guards. Jake Renfro is the center. Tucker Ashcraft will get the starting nod at tight end. You got Bryson Green, Vinny Anthony, C.J. Williams in the receiving core, Will Pauling in the slot, Ches Malusi, Tawi Walker. Among those who will rotate in, you'll see some Cade Yacomelli. You'll see some Jackson Aker, and Darian Dupree could be someone in line to get a few more turns as well. He's carried it 14 times, the true freshman has, out of Mount Carmel High School in Chicago. And Braden Locke ready for his fourth career start, his first start this season, the 6'1", 205-pound redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas. In the game against Alabama, coming in for the injured Tyler Van Dyke, Locke was 13 out of 26 for 125 yards. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia. Your biggest part of me. With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21 to attend concert. This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, our sideline reporter, Mike Heller, our statistician, Dave McCann, our engineer. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. And yes, we welcome you to the Big Ten opener for the Badgers as they square off against the USC Trojans. It's not your daddy's Big Ten Conference anymore. 18 teams strong now, including four from the western region of our country. SC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon. We've known this for a while. It's going to take some getting used to, but Mark, of more important concern right now is a Wisconsin team that's still trying to get on track. It might be taking a little longer than what people had hoped or expected. But as we mentioned, in a few hours, if things go right, the perception can change. They've got another one of these opportunities against a storied program this afternoon.
They do. And, you know, I think obviously the Alabama game a couple of weeks ago was not where we wanted to be. And now you have the bye week. You know, unfortunately, you have a new quarterback. So it's you have these new chances. And USC, I think there's kind of that stigma. I know I feel it. That, oh, we're coming out west, we're going to be tougher, we're going to maul these guys. That's that old school mentality. And then you watch the game last week against Michigan and, you know, save a couple of plays, they matched Michigan's physicality. They realizing they're going to be in the Big Ten. So a huge challenge this afternoon at a sold-out Coliseum. But this is what if you're a player and you want to get back on track, you want to turn the narrative of your season, you have a great opportunity to do that today.
And let's get to how they can do that as we take a look at our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. What are you looking for today?
A fast start, because I think, you know, for as much as players are confident and coaches are confident, you go on the road, you're going to have a hostile environment. You need to get off to that fast start, not only to kind of calm the stadium down, but also to kind of reassert yourself. Yeah, the belief in what you're doing. Because when you have a humbling loss like Wisconsin did a couple weeks ago, you start feeling a little bit. You feel a certain way. And the best way, get back out on the field and get this thing off to a good start. Make sure USC knows that they're in for it today and make sure your guys know, hey, we are back, we're on track, and let's keep this thing rolling.
Let's check out some scores in the early window games in the Big Ten. Maryland and Indiana. A lot of points on the board in that game, but Indiana outscores the Terrapins 42-28. Nebraska rolls over Purdue 28-10. The Boilermakers come to Madison next Saturday. Minnesota has turned what looked to be a lopsided game into a close one. Michigan leading the Gophers 27-24 with about a minute and a half remaining in that game in the Big House. Michigan led at one point 24-3, so the Gophers have made that game pretty interesting. In Ann Arbor. Our sideline reporter is Patrick Herb on a gorgeous day. The team's about to emerge from the tunnel. As I mentioned, it's not your daddy's Big Ten anymore. Just a new league and a big opportunity here for Luke Fickell's team, Patrick.
And this is exactly what the Big Ten Conference had envisioned when they added and expanded these four teams out to the west. You've got two marquee programs in a sellout environment. We just had Traveler, the white noble horse, run across the field. And so now you're introducing the pageantry of USC into a new audience in the Big Ten. And you get the CBS contract. And now CBS has, they've ditched the SEC and they've gotten in with the Big Ten. And this is the showcase game in college football. The Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti is here. If that gives you any idea of the gravity of what a matchup like this means and the Big Ten opener for USC. For Wisconsin, it means a new environment. It means a new locker room. It means a new stadium. That's why Luke Fickell brought his team here yesterday off the plane to get some of the oohs and ahs out and hopefully not be starstruck by being here in Hollywood.
Yeah, this is a stadium that's more than a century old. They did some extensive renovation work a few years ago. It's pretty nice for a stadium as old as it is, as the Trojans take the field. And Tausch, we were talking about it earlier, this grass, you would think you could putt on it. Of course, I would three putt, but you could putt on this grass.
It is as pristine of an environment from a field standpoint. There are pyrotechnics is fire, right? Their fire game is strong.
It's very strong.
They got the Coliseum, they got the smoke and fireworks blowing and all this other stuff. That's all cute and great and, you know, fine. That's Hollywood. It's still going to come down to getting out on that pristine field. And this is going to be, I think, USC, they're going to see how physical they were, you know, the Michigan game and now Wisconsin. That's the brand. That's how this game is going to be won. All this other stuff, the Coliseum and pyrotechnics and grass and all that other stuff, that's all great. But it's still going to come down to which team is going to be more physical and who can make more big plays.
You know what else is Hollywood? Late arriving crowds.
Oh, boy.
It is a sellout here. 77,500 tickets
sold. It makes our student section look like early arrivers, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they tend to get here when they feel like it, no matter the sport. They'll get here. It's a gorgeous day. 73 degrees. A clear sky, had, as Tausch would refer to, being a longtime California guy that he is,
yep,
as a marine layer,
yep,
this morning. That has burned off. Very light breeze out of the southwest. It is an absolutely gorgeous day for ball as the Badgers emerge from the tunnel as well, and they're onto the field in the traveling white unis. They got the Cardinal pants, Cardinal trim. USC, they call it the USC Cardinal jerseys. and the gold pants and the gold numbers. As the captains making their way onto the field, we'll join referee Larry Smith momentarily for the coin toss. As the Badgers ready to begin Big Ten play against the USC Trojans, which narrowly lost to Michigan last week at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Let's throw it down to the field for the toss of the coin. Which we may not be able to pick up the referee microphone, so we'll just guide you through it here. As the Badgers and Trojans getting ready to hook up in this sport for the first time since the 2015 Holiday Bowl, and it represents the one and only time that Wisconsin has beaten USC.
We'll defer.
The Badgers have won the toss. They have elected to defer, so USC will have the first opportunity. The Trojans will receive, go right to left as we view it.
Yeah, this is obviously the, you know, I think both teams, you heard Lincoln Riley talking pregame about fast start. I mentioned, I think Wisconsin needs to get off to this fast start, and typically you want to, you get off to that fast start with the offense. This, I think this defense, they've taken some shrapnel over this bye week with not making any big plays, and obviously Alabama putting up the amount of points that. So I love this. I want, when you're on the road, to, you really kind of get the crowd out of it, get that three and out, get the football back for your offense. And I think this would be one of those games where you're going to get opportunities to make big plays. This isn't going to be like the first two with balls out of his hand quick. He's going to be back there. You're going to have opportunities, and now the defense needs to rise up and make some plays early in this football game.
It has gone final in Ann Arbor. Michigan has held off Minnesota 27-24.
Brown jug, right? That's a jug?
The little brown jug. Yep. That's right. Hey, well, you're like quite the college football aficionado here.
Somehow Minnesota has every blanking trophy you could shake a stick at. So
they don't have the axe right now, though.
That's over
in Madtown.
That's what
I'm saying. Gavin Lahm, we mentioned with Luke Fickell, his role has extra importance here. Same with Atticus Bertrams. Lahm has had touchbacks in all but one of his kickoffs so far. Zachariah Branch is the deep man. Woody Marks is back there with him. But Branch was an All-American last year for his work in the return game. One of the most dangerous in all of college football. The Badgers kicking off. The Trojans receiving, and we'll go right to left as we view it in quarter number one. Lahm on the approach, and the kick is in the air. Branch will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback. The Trojans begin at their 25-yard line, and we are underway in Los Angeles.
It looks like, is that a flag? It looks like we got a flag.
There was a flag, yeah. The kick went into the end zone. The kick did not go out of bounds, so we'll see what this penalty is on the opening kickoff here today. And hopefully the referee. Here we go.
During the kick, personal foul, face mask, kicking team number 4. 15-yard penalty from the touchback spot. First down.
Not a fast start, Matt.
That kind of went against one of your keys to the game.
I don't know how. First off, the overtime rules, I know we've had fun debates about that. Kickoff, this is the right way to do kickoffs.
So yeah.
Not the NFL. I don't know how you get a face mask on a
kickoff that was a touchback.
He ripped his helmet off.
Yeah, as soon as you think you've seen everything.
Well, all right, here we go.
All right, so the Trojans start at their 40-yard line with Miller Moss, their quarterback. Woody Marks, the transfer from Mississippi State, a pass-catching threat as well as a good runner. He is to the left of the QB. Three receivers left. Jacoby Lane is out wide to the right. First play from scrimmage for USC. Three down linemen for the Badgers. Moss to throw, four-man rush. Moss whips it to the right, caught by Lane across midfield, and he is taken down by Nizer Forcarine at the 46-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of 14 on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, three down, and Lowry walking around, kind of stemming around and trying to figure out what. Way too much time in the pocket there. First down throw, you're probably expecting a run. Nice completion, first down.
From the Wisconsin 46-yard line, three receivers left. Lane out wide to the right. Marks to the right of the quarterback. Trojans already into Wisconsin territory as we are just underway at the L.A. Coliseum. Moss reads it, keeps it, throws it right side. Lane the catch, and he got hit right away. The ball popped out, but the play was ruled down as Preston Zachman getting over there on Jacoby Lane on a very short gain, maybe a yard, and they'll say nothing at the 46 of Wisconsin, second down and 10 for the Trojans.
Yeah, love that aggressive, right? Yeah, a little out route and just jumped it, and I think it ended up actually being incomplete.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, it was incomplete.
Really nice job of closing, knocking that football out of there and setting up a second and 10.
Yep, they did rule incomplete. It was going to be maybe a nothing gain anyway. Two receivers left, one on the right. Moss will hand it to Woody Marks, trying to right side, turns it back in, met first by Kurt Neal, and then gets sent down by Cheney at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of three. Jake Cheney getting in there for the Badgers. Now third and 7 for USC.
Yeah, and USC pulled their left tackle, Page, left guard, and Wisconsin did a great job of keeping contained and allow Kurt Neal to come in there and make the play.
You get Elijah Page there, that left tackle that Tausch referring to, redshirt freshman. He was pulled last week, really struggled against Michigan. Four receivers, two either way, moving up front. Three play coming up for Miller Moss. Plenty of time to scan. He throws it deep down the middle. It is incomplete, intended for Zachariah Branch. Austin Brown on the coverage. But the Badgers got into the neutral zone, and that was a free play. So taking a shot was Moss, but third and 8. Now we'll make that third and 7, becomes third and 2.
Yeah, I think that was Pius off of the right tackle of USC, and just a hard count, jumped and then jumped back. I don't know if he would have had time to hustle back, but USC smartly snapped the football, took a shot, and very fortunate the feet got kind of tangled up. Fortunate there was nothing else, so now you're set up a third and 2. You get in those situations, don't give USC a break.
Zachariah Branch, slot to the left for the Badger 38-yard line, third and 2. Moss takes, handoff Woody Marks, and he gets taken down very close to the stick. Elijah Hills getting in there. Looks like going to be a yard shy. They mark at the 37 of Wisconsin. So Lincoln Riley keeping his offense out there here at the moment. The Trojans 1 out of 3 so far this season on fourth down. Both teams come in 2-1. As Branch now, slot to the right, lane wide to the right. Kyron Hudson out to the left, 4th and 1 USC at the Wisconsin 37-yard line. Shotgun snap, Moss, hands off Marks, up the middle, first down inside the 35, slammed down by Austin Brown at the 32-yard line of Wisconsin. 1st and 10 for the Trojans.
Yeah, they just a simple counterplay, pulled their left guard, kicked it out, and this back did a good job of getting vertical. Wisconsin didn't have enough bodies up there, picked up the first down, that key fourth down conversion.
Well, the Badgers have gift-wrapped 20 yards in penalties to USC in this opening possession. Ball at the 32-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Quinton Joyner now in at running back. He is to the left of Miller Moss, who takes the snap, reads it, pulls it to Moss, winds it up, throws it deep right side. It is caught, Jacoby Lane, touchdown USC. Nizer Forkerim was right there with the pass right on the money, and USC wasting very little time, a little more than 2.5 minutes into the game. It's 6-0 the Trojans.
Yeah, really good protection. Wisconsin brought a little pressure. Forkerim didn't, he got his head back around. Little hand maneuvering there by Jacoby. Really great ball skills. Probably could have been a PI as well. And did he get his right foot down? It's close. Yeah, it looks like he did.
He's good, yep. And he secured it throughout the...
Great throw.
I believe, although Luke Fickell starting to head down
close.
The sideline. I don't know if he's going to use a timeout or not. It looks like no. At this early stage of the game, and Michael Lance out there for the extra point, a one-time Minnesota Golden Gopher, and the PAT is good, and the Badgers already in a one-touchdown hole. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. 12:23 left of the first quarter, USC 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on everything for your bathroom project at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and shower kits, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add style and luxury to your bathroom. Plus, we have all the stylish faucets and bath hardware to finish your project. Check out our entire selection of Max bathroom products and our weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Butty says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association wants you to know that the Wisconsin Badgers supports pig farmers all year long. Check them out at WPPA.org. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Well, the Trojans wasting little time. Six plays, 60 yards, took 2 minutes, 37 seconds. Miller Moss, a 32-yard touchdown pass to Jacoby Lane, 7-0. USC as we send it down on the field to Patrick.
Braden Locke takes over for the injured Tyler Van Dyke at quarterback, and he'll be making his first start of the season. But this is not uncharted territory for him. He's not the typical backup quarterback. That's not how they view him. There was an honest battle in camp between him and Van Dyke for that starting role, and thus he got a ton of reps with the first string in spring ball as well as fall camp. He's got a quiet confidence and composure about him that this team really loves, and Phil Longo said he's among the best quarterbacks he's ever had at that twilight zone period between when the play's called and when the ball is snapped. He's very smart. Hopefully he could out-scheme USC today.
Michael Lance set to kick off. Vinny Anthony is deep as this kick will sail into the end zone for the touchback. And now Braden Locke in that Wisconsin offense gets his first opportunity here today.
So obviously we said start fast. USC did that. And You give them 15 yards on special teams, and then I really think obviously that was critical, but that third and seven, you jump off sides, and then they convert the fourth down. The last play, beautiful throw, really good hands, because Forkerine's coverage was not bad, didn't quite get his head turned around enough, and now it's up to this Wisconsin. I would think the offensive line, lean on him. You need to put something together here.
Chez Malusi is the running back, and he lines up behind Braden Locke, who takes a snap, turns, gives to Malusi across the 25-yard line, and he'll drive his way up near the 30 on a gain of close to 5 yards on the first play from scrimmage for Wisconsin. Easton Mascarenhas-Arnold on the stop for the Trojans.
Yeah, old-school eye right behind the quarterback, and Malusi just hammered it right behind the center infro.
Will Pauling slot left, reading it, giving it to Malusi off the left side, and he'll get a couple of yards. Jamil Mohammed on the defensive line wraps up Malusi just shy of the 33-yard line with the Badgers looking at a third down and two.
Yeah, Tucker Ashcraft, a little pull out, kick out, Malusi right off of left guard Huber. Runner, Joe Runner right off of left guard Runner.
Vinny Anthony, Tucker Ashcraft, Will Pauling tight to the left. Bryson Green wide to the right. Back to throw, Locke over the middle. That's caught across a 35-yard line and taken down is Vinny Anthony by Jacoby Covington, one of the corners. A first down with a yard or so to spare for the Badgers up to their 37-yard line. First and 10.
Yeah, just a little crossing route, and actually used the umpire as almost a pick to pick that up. And USC closing quickly, but was able to pick up the first down.
Tawee Walker now the running back. First and 10 for the Badgers, their own 37-yard line. Not quite 4 minutes gone by. It's 7-0 USC. Pauling slot to the left. As Locke takes a snap, pressure coming. They pick it up, and he'll loft it up left side deep, and it's right in the bucket. Caught at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Braden Locke right into the bucket to Vinny Anthony, and the Badgers with a fast answer to the early USC score.
USC decides to bring pressure, and Wisconsin picks it up beautifully and gave just a one-on-one route and a beautifully drop, as you said, Matt, dropped it right in the bucket, was able to escape the ankle tackle swipe at the end, and we've been asking for big plays, and Wisconsin delivers. What a great match to USC's first drive.
63 yards locked to Anthony as the extra point is in the air, and it is good from Nathaniel Vakos. So some early fireworks here at the Coliseum.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Four scoring drive, four plays, 75 yards. It took 91 seconds. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. 10:52 left of the first quarter, Wisconsin 7, USC 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means? Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash Game Show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at phasebig.com/birdbash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
Looks like Badger Athletics are good friends of Brew Pub. Lots and lots of pizzas. Strive for excellence in high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know, high standards are the precedent. Sack of Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza today from your local grocery store. Braden Locke with a 63-yard rainbow to Vinny Anthony. And it's 7-7, Wisconsin and UCLA. We are 4 minutes and 8 seconds into the game.
Yeah, a lot of excitement right out of the gates. And, you know, both teams' offensive have started fast. Now, obviously, Wisconsin's defense needs to. But I think for Braden Locke, that was the case. They brought pressure. The right side of the offensive line did a really good job of picking it up. And he did a great job of standing in the pocket. There was a little pressure off of Wisconsin's left side that he stayed in that pocket. And one-on-one coverage, you have to lay it out there. Laid it out perfectly for Vinny Anthony to run through a little contact. And that big play that we've been yearning for got delivered.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off with Zachariah Branch deep. And Lahm on the approach. Sends it on its way, and it'll be Branch letting it again hit about 5 yards deep in the end zone for the touchback. So that trend continues for Gavin Lahm. 16 kickoffs, 15 of which have resulted in touchbacks. And this time there are no flags, so the Trojans start on their 25-yard line.
It's a heck of a lot nicer to start on the 25 rather than the 40. And for all the analytics nerds out there, that the scoring opportunities and where that goes. 25, I'm not an analytics nerd, but I know 15 yards is a big deal. So that kicking it deep and obviously the threat that he is, you want to make sure starting here at the 25, no stupid penalties. Let's try to make something happen.
Christian Allegro, Jake Chaney, the inside linebackers, Brandon Lane, Ben Barton. And hand down to the defensive line, shotgun snap, Miller Moss looking, scans. And now the pocket starts to collapse, and he'll get a yard or so out of it. Moss got flushed for the pocket and was run down by Leon, or make that John Pius, I should say, after a gain of one to the 26-yard line of USC's second down and nine.
Yeah, that was all coverage. The USC's offensive line did a pretty good job of kind of blocking up Wisconsin. Good you know, stick in there, continue to fight, not let him get out of the pocket, pick up a ton of positive yards. Great coverage there by Wisconsin's defensive back.
Deuce Robinson, slot left. Zachariah Branch, slot right. Woody Marks is the running back on 2nd and 9, Trojans 26-yard line. Marks again back to throw. Over the middle he goes, and a low pass. It is scooped up by Woody Marks, a sliding catch at the 30-yard line, SC territory. Gain of 4. It's now 3rd down and 5 for the Trojans.
Yeah, and there we saw a little just three-man rush, and then brought a corner real late, trying to just confuse, not letting Moss just kind of get comfortable of where things are coming from, making him read through some things. It's obviously where we're trying to get USC, is making him confused, not just easy reads.
Cade Eldridge, the tight end, wing on the right side. Kyron Hudson, slot on the left side. 3rd and 5 USC from its own 30-yard line. Snap back to Moss. Again, has time. Wings it right side. Caught by Branch. 35 turns it up 40. Along the numbers outside the 45-yard line. And is taken down by Xavier Lucas. Freshman out of the secondary. A first down for USC. Up to the Trojans' 46-yard line.
Yeah, USC ran their running back out in motion. That allowed you to see what kind of coverage. And then that just allowed enough time. Let that little crossing route. Unable to run with him, and there's a big play on 3rd down.
9:05 left of the first quarter. We're tied at 7. 1st and 10 for USC at its own 46-yard line. Quinton Joyner back in there at running back, and he will motion out to the left. 3 receivers on that side of the field. Back to throw Moss. Again, a lot of time to scan. Whips it over the middle, and that is caught by Kyle Ford in Wisconsin territory. Inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Ford, a fifth-year senior, his 5th catch of the year. Started his career at USC, went to UCLA, and now he's back at SC, and that's a 1st down for the Trojans.
Yeah, just way too much time. And, you know, it's 1st down, so you have to think run. You have to kind of understand what's going on. And USC's offensive line giving him all kinds of time to sit back there and pick this defense apart.
From the 44 of Wisconsin.